civil defense helps.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Now, let's visit with the fellows at the Gum Springs Gas Emporium.
That sure was a bad accident to head up north there.
Oh, yeah. What accident?
At that atomic electrical plant.
Oh, it sure was. What happened?
Leon, they almost had a meltdown.
They did? I must have missed a meltdown, you say.
That's what the news said.
Well, what melted?
Well, something they use in the atomic plant, I reckon.
Well, I'll say. Nearly melted, did it?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you say it was that nearly melted?
Well, I ain't sure now. I think
I hate to interrupt this scientific conversation, Sam, but would you mind filling up that drink box before we have our own meltdown?
I will in a minute, Jesse. Now, I'm trying to explain atomic power to Leon.
Well, now, I reckon Leon will keep till you get back.
I was just getting to the good part, too.
We had a meltdown last week.
Where's that?
Down at the house. Mom didn't get the icebox door shut good. Lost 50-pound block of ice, a pot of collard greens, and 6 popsicles.
Well, at least there wasn't no fallout.
No, sir, but we had lots of drip out.
Well, at least drip out that won't make you glow in the dark.
What?
Oh, never mind, Leon.
I got a plastic statue of Cesar Romero that glows in the dark.
What glows in the dark?
Well, we all are if we have any more of them nuclear accidents.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Sam!
Sure, now, we could find each other at night. It'd cut down on bicycle accidents. You could use your grandma for a nightlight.
Sam, it could kill us all.
Well, you got to give up something for progress. Hey, Mr. Buddy, I didn't hear you drive up.
No, I walked over. My wife's got the car. She's up there at the college taking that course in what to do, you know, if a nuclear device explodes in your yard.
We was just talking about that.
Yeah, well, what do you do?
Well, from what I can get out of her, you're supposed to baste yourself all over with clarified butter, then wrap yourself in aluminum foil and get under your pool table.
Can you use margarine?
What if you ain't got a pool table?
Well, how come a pool table anyway?
Well, to see, the slate bed on a pool table will protect you from the radiation.
Uh-huh. Well, what's the aluminum foil for?
Well, now, that's if your pool table doesn't have a slate bed, you know, then the foil will do the protecting.
Well, what about the butter?
Well, now, that's so that you can get the foil off without using a chisel.
Well, that's a relief. It ain't near as dangerous as I thought.